and get ready to roll. Let's do this. Got a new trailer for Captain Marvel. You know what? Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to talk for a minute, but you got a movie that's supposed to be leading up to, of course, the next Avengers. So we got so much kind of riding on this that I know they've got to hide a lot of the movie. So I kind of understand why I'm about to say what I'm about to say, but I feel like we're not seeing anything new really as opposed to the old trailer. But I also think, you know, I mean, because there are some new parts, but we don't know anymore about Captain Marvel. And not saying know anymore about the movie, because of course the movie is, you know, I don't want them to give away the movie, but to know about the woman. You know, who are we going to be following? We really still don't know anything about her. And sometimes I think when it comes to trailers in general, that's a big failing because, you know, this is Marvel, so people are going to show up anyway. This is not like a movie that's unknown, but usually when it comes to properties, you need to kind of like get people used to the person that they're going to follow so they know who she is. And I kind of feel like we still don't really know exactly who she is outside of the fact that she's on Marvel, like she's a hero. But we don't know kind of who she is, what she thinks, how she feels, you know what I'm saying, besides that she's a noble hero. I feel like they could have did a better job of showing us or telling us who she is, you know what I'm saying? But outside of that, the quality is still there, yo. Like, it, you know, this is your standard quality Marvel film. We do get to see more of the shot where she punches the old lady who, like, you know, we know is a Skrull, but it's still funny because she punches her with, she hits her with some strength, like some real strength. man, she knocked the spit out that woman. But, you know, it's a small shot, but it's so cool the way she, you know, she kind of like flips, side kicks her, and then does a bat flip. It's actually a pretty cool little set that you don't expect in such a, I guess, crowded area, you know, I guess regarding someone like Captain Marvel, because we know her powers can be so, you know, grandiose, you know, because she has the power cosmic. Now, you know, if you're checking this out and you're not really into Captain Marvel, you don't really know a lot about her. I know about her mostly in relation to like the Avengers and stuff like that. So I don't know her deep full history outside of like, you know, Marvel and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he gave her, bequeathed the powers or whatever. But, you know, in here, it looks like there's a much different spin on her origin, which I'm not particularly mad at, because sometimes, of course, comics is convoluted, so sometimes you gotta streamline it to either make it work for the screen or make it work for the universe that you've built. Because of course the MCU is, you know, there's slight twists and turns from the actual comic books or even the Ultimate comic book line. So I'm interested to see how they give her powers, but I think we kind of alluded to it in this trailer at least a little bit. The things that I loved, I still like, yo, your boy Nick Fury coming with it. Like I gotta give it to him, man. Nick Fury is, man, got that eyeball, got that fresh hair. You know what I'm saying? And I know people clowning the hair, but I'm not mad at the hair. I think the hair looks nice. It looks way better than Shamar Moore's cornrows and Diary of a Mad Black Woman. That's all I'm saying. You know, look way better than that. Oh, snap. People ain't going to let a brother over? You ain't going to let me over on this joint, for real? All right, they're gonna let me over. They're gonna let us over. All right, check it. So we got the fresh hair, we got the fresh face. We already know we got Coulson from the last trailer. So what we got in this, what we really got treated in this too, because they did a similar shot of her falling down at the different points of her life, which I think, I guess, is going to be a large part of her character, kind of being someone who is able to continue on and to pick herself up, I guess, because this is the second trailer where they focused on that moment, those moments of her continually falling down. So maybe it's kind of like that D-Wade commercial where it was like, fall down five times, get up six or something like that, whatever it said, you know what I'm saying? So it was a good way to kind of align those different moments in her life. And I think them doubling down on it kind of shows us where they plan to go. At least I think, you know what I mean? Of course, you know, Marvel be giving you that swerve in the trailer, so you never really know for sure. But, you know what I'm saying, you kind of get that idea. Now, on the flip of that, one thing we did get to see, and this is something that Marvel does a lot of, you know, at the end of their trailers, they give you that piece of humor, and then they give you, like, that last jolt to action. Seeing her stand up with what looks like the Power Cosmic is pretty cool. That joint was pretty cool. And I was like, when you got that glow, your body knows. When you got that glow, your body knows. But yo, on the rail, the mohawk, the way the mask works to make the mohawk work and stuff, just all of this cool stuff that was stuffed into that, say what, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever it was at the end, where she was like, you know, I'm not gonna fight in your war, I'm gonna end it, you know, I thought that was pretty fresh. Like, for real, I thought that was pretty fresh. And just standing up with all the power and then flying around and blowing stuff up and, you know, kind of doing like her Iron Man times, like, you know, 500. I thought that was dope. Like, matter of fact, not even 500, times like 5 million. But it's cool. And now, once again, like I said when the first trailer came out, I've only seen Brie Larson in two things. And I wasn't really digging her, like, seriously. And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't get it. But I will say, in this trailer, even though I don't feel like they gave her a chance to really do any acting in this trailer, I'm not as worried, because Disney or Marvel hasn't really, you know, they've done a pretty good job on casting folks. So I feel like if she hasn't done well, or if I wasn't digging her in other movies, it's one of those situations where it might be that either the script wasn't on point, or the director wasn't working with her properly, or maybe the studio interference, something like that. Because I don't see them casting her when there's, you know, there's tons of, you know, women that you could have casted, you know, here and abroad. So it's, you know, it didn't have to particularly be her. So I'm feeling like, even though I'm not getting a lot of her actually acting in these trailers, I'm not bugging, because I think that, you know, Disney will hold you down. You know, Disney gonna hold you down when it comes to their casting. I'm trying to think of someone who I was like, this is a total miscast. But it's, Disney/Marvel or whatever, has been pretty solid with their casting. Even stuff that I was like, is this going to work? And it ends up being fresh. So, you know, I'm not really bugging. I'm not really scared at all of this. I remember Brie Larson. I think she was in The Gambler, and she was in something else where I was like, I don't get it. I don't see why people are so hype. But at the same time, like I said, it's just like in sports. You got a player that might play for, I don't know, let's say Minnesota. He might play for Minnesota, right? And you know, he sucks on the Timberwolves. He's stinking it up, you know. Dude ain't getting no assists, no points, no nothing, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, he makes the trade and he goes to, he goes to Oklahoma or something, and all of a sudden, dude is shining. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just a different coach. You know, they need a different coach or a different atmosphere. So, you know, that might be the case. But another good thing about this is that we're gonna hopefully see kind of the inner workings of earlier S.H.I.E.L.D. or inner workings of the relationship between Phil and Nick, stuff like that, that I think will be nice little additions to this movie. You know, I think it'll be nice little pieces, nice little morsels to go along with a movie that's going to be a lot of fun. So, with all that said.